Today's daf in Masechet Taborah brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Yud. So we got up to Teku. And this Teku is like one fifth of the way down. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Okay, another question. We have listed Rami Bar Chama's interesting issues about changes in the status of the Guf or changes in the status of the Kedusha, or actually changes in status of both. Today, we're raising a whole new issue over here. And yesterday, we talked about Reb Ovin's questions. Today, it's Rami Bar Chama's question. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know, is it the Magadish that's Mosif Chomesh or Mechaper Mosif Chomesh? The second question of Reb Ovin that we mentioned yesterday had to do with changes in the status of the Kedusha or of the Guf when it comes to the ownership in terms of the halacha of Mosif Chomesh. But who is the one that is Mosif Chomesh? Suppose a person buys an animal for someone else to be able to get a kapora from. Let's imagine a case where a nazir could not afford the karbonos of the naziris. Somebody else said, okay, I'm going to bring those karbonos, I'm giving them to you, and you bring them. Who is the one that if he decided he wanted to be poda would be considered the owner for the pidyon? Is it the mitchaper or is it the one who made the kedusha in the first place? Omar Rava, it's a preferish of pasuk, says Rava. What's your problem? Omar Krav, the im ha magdish yigal et beto, when it talks about the Yosef Hamishit Kesev Erkecha, it says ha magdish specifically. And that is the magdish and not the mitchaper. There's no question. Okay, says Rami Bar Chama, how about Tumura? Who is the one that can make the Tumura? Is it the Magadish that's Oseh the Tumura? Or is it the Mitchaper, for whom the Korban is being brought, who has the right to make the Tumura? Says Rava, look, it's obvious. I think it would be best if we read the Girsa of the Shita over here. And that Girsa goes as follows. Omar Rava, Pshita the mitchaper oset tumura. Take a look in Vov if you have the shiur in his clothes. It must be that it's the one that it was brought for is the one that makes the tumura. Because iha magadish oset tumura. If the halacha would be that the one who created the kedusha would be the one who makes the tumura, so then im kein matzinu that hashutafim v'atzibur osim tumura. Because hechidami, what would be the case? Imagine a tzibur. Or imagine a shutafut that appoints somebody, shavu shliach lagdusha. They say, you make the carbon kodesh. So then if it went according to the individual who made it kodesh, then why would we be excluding the shutfim or the tzibur? In this case, there's only an individual who made it kodesh. Apparently it doesn't go according to he who made it kodesh. It goes according to the one for whom it was made kodesh. And therefore we can say as a blanket statement, that a tzibur will never be able to make a tumura, because it doesn't matter who did the actual act of kedusha. And the fact is that it's a pasuk, says Reb Nachman. The Od, Omer Reb Nachman, Omer Avuna, it says in the Braita that when the nozir brings the korban, so it says over there that he should bring Zotorat HaNazir Asher Yidor Korbano LaShem Al Nizro. Fine, that makes sense. And then it says, Milvad Asher Tasig Yado, besides whatever it is that he ends up being able to access. What does that mean? The Lashon Asher Tasig Yado, that has to do with Heseg Yad. Heseg Yad is a din in Erechim. There's no such thing as, and well, if a nazir can't afford it, so let him bring something else. Asher Tasig Yado, Vechi Nazir Nidon Beheseg Yad. I mean, well, what does the pasuk mean? He's got to bring the carbon or bust. Okay, so the only way of understanding that pasuk is if he can afford his own korban, so then korbano lashem al nizro, that's where was hifrish mishalot. Milvad asher tasig yado, that means where he couldn't afford it, and somebody else did it for him, and ultimately he was capable of bringing it. That's what it must mean. So here this guy's been waiting around, and he hasn't been able to bring his korbanos, and he's keeping the dinim of the zeros lulet brera. And somebody was kind enough, Asher Tasig Yado, he finally managed to bring his carbon. So that's hinting at exactly this event. And therefore, HaKetzad Korbanot LaHashem HaNezor Shefrishu Shelo, Milvad Asher Tasig Yado is talking about Shefrishu Lo Acherim. Now, explain to me, what do we care? What does the person have to talk about? Whether he paid for it, another guy paid for it, what's the difference? Who paid for it? Bottom line is, the guy is getting a korban, so do I need a chiddush that there's sometimes people give it to him, or sometimes they don't? It's completely irrelevant, right? So lamai hilchata. What exactly are the implications la halacha? I mean, certainly it can't be to tell me a big chiddush, yilema le'inyan kapara, that if somebody else pays for this nazir's korban, that he actually gets a kapara. I mean, pshita de mechaperle. Obviously, he would get a kapara da yoyiv leben matonach, that he gave it to him as a gift. So what's the problem? Must be, there's only one area that's left, and that is, the chiddush is, that he's considered to be the owner lenient mura, in which case you see that if somebody else brings a korban for your benefit, such as over here, somebody's paying for this nazir, then the nazir is the one who can break the Torah. That's your answer. There'd be no other purpose in mentioning it at all. So here, we've proven it. Says the Gemara, well, not really. The Gemara says, Shema mina bata mitchaper hazmina. Says the Gemara. Well, we're gonna actually say it isn't in a minute. Says the Gemara, lo le'inyin. It's not talking about the Torah. Le'yolam le'gabik mitkaper, that he would get a kapora. U'dekakasha l'cha, but you asked, but why not? Matanaka yavinan le? No. Because since it says beferish in that pasuk, korbano l'Hashem al nizro, so I would have thought, guy can't afford it, he can't afford it. He shouldn't have gotten into this pickle in the first place. He wants to make himself a nazir, then he better darn well make sure that he's got the resources to be able to bring a korban for his naziris. But we don't let other people take him out of his pickle. That's what I would have thought. That's why it has to say, even vis-a-vis kapara, milvad asher tasig yado. So see that inside? Yilav the Rabbi Rachman milvad asher tasig yado. If the Torah hadn't added the words that someone else could pay for it, havamin gzirat ha-ketuvah. I would have thought, it says, he has to bring korbano. Korbano means his own. Mididehu de mechaper. Mida acherim lo. And he can never get a kapara from anyone else. Kamash malan, that he can. Okay, so I mean, so now you're saying we don't have a clear raya from the diak over here. So what's the bottom line? La locha, my havi Allah. Toshma, the Omer Rabbi Abo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Magadish, Mosif Chomesh. The rule is like this. The one who made the Kedusha, he's the one that adds the Chomesh. The Mitchaper, he's the one that's Osa Temura. And the Torei Mishelo Shal Acherim, somebody who pays for someone else's Truma Samaisos, he takes his own Tfua, which was Tevel, and he used it for someone else's Maiser, he's the one that can determine what Kohen it goes for. And that's called, or what Levi it goes for, that's called Tovat Hana'ah, because that represents an actual value, because you could always sell that. You could sell it to somebody and say, listen, you have a grandson who's a Kohen, even though you're not a Kohen, therefore you're not us or in Kohen Misayeh, but Beit HaGranot, but how much would you pay me to give my trumas to your grandson? You know, so I got $100 worth of truma over here. Would you give me $5? Of course. So then that means that I have monetary value in it. That is the value that's called Tovat Hana'ah, and that comes to the person who gave it. My taima, Omar Kro, et kol ma'asar tvuatcha. So it says, ki tchalel asar et kol ma'asar tvuatcha. That means when you have decided, you've taken everything that you're going to be taking from your things, then v'natata la'levi, la'kohen, la'levi, la'ger, and so on and so forth, that means that you, the guy who's taking off the ma'asar from the tvua, you're the guy that's going to give it, which means you're the guy that's going to determine to whom to give it. So that means we have basically this klal. We now know that the halacha is, when it comes to tamura, that the individual for whom the korban was being mechaper, he's considered to be the owner. And therefore, if it were a tzibur, there'd be no way to make it a tzibur, could make it tamura. If it were a shutafut, we already saw. Cannot be a shutafim, only a yochid is a tamura. And now Richie has been waiting patiently, sitting on the porch, just biting his fingernails. Thank you. Ein meimirim lo evarim beubarim velo ubarim beevarim velo ubarim beevarim beshlemim velo shlemim behem. Now, this Mishnah opens up a long involved sugya, which is going to be addressing the question of what kind of kedusha can be chal on a fetus. Furthermore, is it possible to make a particular part, an aver of an animal, kedush? Now, remember, we did have earlier the idea of nidon b'chvodo, so that when somebody makes something that haneshama tluya bo kodesh, then we have the concept of the entire thing becomes kedush. Well, we have a different halacha, which is called Pashta Kedusha Bekula, where that's a machlokas actually tanoim. Do we say that once any part of an animal is kedush, then if it's a kedusha zaguf, it will spread? Or is it only an aver shanashama tluyabo, or an aver shosos, or treifus? We had that whole discussion. We're going to have it again later on. Is that the only time that you would be able to have a separate aver, just a leg, and a leg be kodesh? That's a machlokas, whether a leg can be kodesh and then spread, or a leg can't even be kodesh. Okay. So, but first, we're going to introduce this question of the level of kedusha on an ubar in terms of tumura, which makes it a little bit more complex, or the level of kedusha on an aver in terms of tumura. So we have both directions to worry about. Suppose we have a fetus that is kodesh. Now, the fact that I would have a fetus that is kodesh does not necessarily mean that I could have made that fetus kodesh. Because the way that I might have a fetus that's kodesh is if a kodesh animal gets pregnant, and you would hold that the fetus is considered to be part of the mother, so then I would have a fetus that's kodesh. That does not necessarily prove that if I take a pregnant animal from my flock and I say, just the fetus of this animal should be kodesh to be such and such a korban, maybe that won't work. Fine, that we'll have to decide. But I definitely can have a case where there is a kodesh fetus.
Why not the case when he says this is kodesh?
Because I just said it's a question whether, the same way it's a question whether you can be magdish and aver, there's a question of whether you can be magdish and uber. That's something else. If you're magdish the whole animal, then the uber would become kodesh because the mother is kodesh. Now, the truth is that this involves a lot of issues, one of which is an uber an aver? In other words, how do I view a growing fetus? Do I view a growing fetus as simply an extra limb of the mother? Or is it another animal that is parasiting currently on the mother? But it's actually its own entirely different animal. That's one issue that is going to be very important in this machlokas. But in any event, there's two ways that we have to deal with the problem. Suppose I try to make an uber a tumura for a full animal, which I have. Here I have my animal, that's an oila, and I say, okay, the kedusha of this oila should be transferred to this other animal's fetus. Can I do that? Or suppose I say, the kedusha of just the leg of this oila should be transferred to the full animal over here, or to an uber, or vice versa. I say, here's my full oila. I want to put that full oila on, as Barnea says, going out on a limb. I want to put that entire thing on one aver, right? Even when he's not here, he's here. Okay. So therefore, the Mishnah first takes all of the cases and says, there's nothing you can do with an aver and an uber at all, not between themselves. So saying, I'll make this aver of an oila, I want it to be chal on an uber. I want this uber to be chal on an aver. I want this aver to be chal on a behema shlema. I want this behema shlema to be chal on an aver. I want this uber to be chal on an, doesn't matter, because there's nothing you can do at all, whether it's using it to create the uber, the tumura, or having it as the recipient of the kedusha of the animal that it's kedush, it won't work in any direction. So not evarim be'uvarim, not uvarim be'uvarim, not either uvarim be'uvarim on a full animal and a shleimim, and not shleimim on evarim ve'uvarim. Now the yesod of that, as a blanket statement, is the simple fact that the Torah said, v'im ha'mer yamir behema bivehema, throwing in behema bivehema. We use the lashon of behema bivehema to tell me we couldn't care less whether it's an ox for a sheep or a male for a female and so on. But there's another meaning of behema bivehema, because in saying that, it also means a full animal for a full animal. I don't care what the din is. It may be that an aver is kodesh. It may be that an uber is kodesh. I don't care, because the Torah defined the way to do tmura is a full animal for a full animal. And that's the simple way out of the whole issue. And then I don't have to concern myself whether it's possible theoretically to bring kedusha to an uber or it's not. Is it possible to bring an aver to kedusha or to transfer kedusha to? Who cares? It wouldn't apply to the dinim of tmura anyway. So therefore, an easy introduction into the sugya is to say, first of all, we definitely do know one thing, that when it comes to the din of tmura, the Torah is not makshiv an aver or an uber at all. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama, which is a gentle landing into this minefield of what the dinim are when it comes to avarim and uberim. Now, because it would be too easy to let it go at that, so now we get into the complications with the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you can make a tmura of an aver for a full animal. Why? Because when you make an aver kodesh for all intents and purposes, you are making the full animal kodesh. And therefore it's the equivalent of a behema bivema. Because it's Rabbi Yossi's shita later on, as we shall see, that the halacha is that if you say, let this leg on a chulin animal, let this leg be kodesh as an oila, the whole animal becomes an oila. So therefore, what's the difference? If you say, let this leg be the tmura for this oila, the whole animal will become the tmura. So I say, your general rule, yes, it may well apply to the evarim, and it may certainly apply in the other direction, that you can't use a part of an animal to be a tmura. Yes, because the Torah said behema. But when you're making the kiddush of the tmura bichal on a part of an animal, then you're making a bichal on the animal. It's just, you said it in a crazy way, but for all intents and purposes, in the same way that you could be magdish a leg, you can be meimir to a leg, because that's just another way to be magdish a leg. I have two ways of being magdish, either through kiddush or rishayna, or through hatfasa in a tmura, by linking it to a currently existing kedusha on another animal, which is called one form of which is called tmura. So who cares, says Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Yossi, why wouldn't it be that way? Let's just see it inside first. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can be meimir an aver in place of a behema shalema. I understand you can't do it the other way around, because you can't start with an aver, because the Torah said, no, it's got to be a behema bivema. Fine. But the other direction, that's basically that idea. If I'm being maimer onto a leg, then for all intents and purposes, I'm being maimer onto the whole animal. Look, says Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Are we not agreed that aloba mugdashim, if you want to, forget about tmura, okay? You want to be magdish a leg. What's the din? Aloba mugdashim, omer ragla shazo ola. What's the halach? Kula ola. The whole thing becomes an ola. So what's the difference if you say ragla shazu is a tmura of an ayla? That's just another way of making it kadosh bez an ayla. So afkishi omar ragla shazu tachat zo tehe kula tachtea. The entire thing now becomes a replacement for that ayla or whatever animal you're using. So that is not precluded by the idea beima bivema, because that's basically what you're doing. Now, says the Gemara, let's talk about the issue in general, not in terms of tmura, where we have this additional blanket statement of behema for a behema. Ignoring that, is there such a thing as kedusha on an uber that you make on an Uber, as opposed to simply befalling it because its mother was Kiddush. Now that's a machlokas. Bar Pada Amar, Ein Kiddusha Chola Al Ha'Evarim. Bar Pada says, look, if you try to be Magdish an animal while it is still a fetus in its mother's womb, it will not be Kiddush. And if when it's born, you bring it for the Shlamim that you said it's going to be or whatever, you are bringing Chulin Lazora. You want to bring it? Make it Kodesh after it's born. But the Kedusha that you gave it before is definitely not a Kedusha. Furthermore, if, let's say, you would take a Korban, an animal that was pregnant, and you would say, this animal should be my Chatas. And you would even say these animals, you know, meaning the Vlad and the mother. The problem is, if you designate a chatas as a emergency, I put aside la achrayut. If I lose one, I'll use this one. If it turns out that this one gets a mum, I want to make sure. So I'm setting aside two chataot. If you're setting aside two chataot, you can do that. But if you have a vlad of a chatas, it's one of the five chataot hametot. Vlad chatas, you have to let die. Well, what's the din? If I make this animal that is pregnant my chatas, can I use it as a backup chatas, as a chrayas, the vlad? Or is it a vlad chatas? It's always going to be a vlad chatas. Because your setting it aside is meaningless. You cannot give a din, a separate din, to an Uber. An Uber does not have a status of an independent animal. That's the bottom line, and that won't help you whatever you say about it. So, Ein Kedusha Chala al Ha'Ubarim, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it's most certainly is, because Rabbi Yochanan holds Uber is not called Yerech Imo, and therefore you can determine what you want the status of a Vlad to be. You can take an animal, and you could say, this pregnant animal is in its entirety set aside for my chatas. So then you've got two animals for your chatas. Something happens to one, and the other one was born meanwhile. Then that's a perfectly kosher chatas. It's not a vlad chatas. It was a primary chatas, because it had its own kedusha. If you want to bring only the vlad as a chatas, that's fine. You could say, I want the mother to remain chulin, and I want the vlad to be a chatas, or vlad to be an ayla, or whatever you want. That is also called, and in that case where you are dealing with the whole animal and you're leaving the mother out of the picture, that's called shi'er mishuyar. If you leave something over in terms of kedusha, you can do so. You can specify, I want the kedusha to be only on the vlad, not on the mother. I want the kedusha to be only on the mother, not on the vlad. I want the mother to be an ayla and the vlad to be a chatas, whatever you want. Because basically we look at it as two completely different entities which are suitable each on their own. Now, does that necessarily mean that the Mishnah doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Because, I mean, the Mishnah says a Vlad is not viewed as something that you can make a Temura on or from. No, because the fact that the Torah went out of its way to stress Beima Bivheima tells me that both of them are meant to be standing there in front of you as fully formed animals. It's a different issue. That's unique to Temura, that requirement. But when it comes to Kedusha, says Rabbi Yochanan, why not? The Azda, Rabbi Yochanan Lataime, this is Rabbi Yochanan sheet all over, because Rabbi Yochanan actually was talking about the case where somebody took a pregnant chatas and he was magdish this pregnant animal. And he said, I want this whole thing to be for my chatas. If it has a child, that's not a vlad chatas. If it has a child, you have an achrayut of a chatas. Ratza, if you want to, you could be mitchaper with the original mother, if you think that's a nicer animal. If ratza, you could be mitchaper with vlada. And that's simply emergency taking the place of, if necessary. So that's called achrayut. So it's redundancy. Redundancy is not a vlad chatas. Now, okay, but what this means, what? He doesn't have to. But if he did. So now, I mean, the question is, we just repeated ourselves. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kedusha chola ala ubarim. And he argued with Bar Pada. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, and in a different place. And if you're magdish a chatas that is mu'uberet, then you can use whichever animal you wish, mother or child. That's the same thing. That's the same thing. He said you can decide that there's kedusha on an ubarim. You want to say it that way? It's very nice. Or you want to say an actual case, if somebody made an uber, a chatas, then it's a good kosher chatas. I mean, why did he need to repeat the same halacha twice? It says the Gemara Vitzricha. Actually, these only look the same on the surface. But when you start analyzing the issues, you see that if I only knew one, I would not have known the other. Why? Because Iyashmina Bahach Kamait, let's say he would have just said the halacha, it is possible to be putting a kedusha chola ala ubarim. Let's see, that's all he said. Okay. So then I would have said, yes, in that case, I understand. The person went ahead and he specified a kedusha on the uber uniquely, so that since he set it aside, the kedusha would be chal on it. That's fine. But in a case where he was magdish the mother, I wouldn't say, if he didn't actually define that I want the vlad to be this, I wouldn't say that hu bichlal imei lo kadosh. I would absolutely not have thought, okay, so then that means since you said this animal should be kadosh, you're giving that din of kedusha on the vlad as well. Maybe not, because maybe kedusha is only chal on an uber when you give it the status of a special case and you want it to be this. And on the other hand, if you would have been told by Rabbi Yochanan that when you're magdish the mother, that the uber is kodesh, I would have said, yeah, of course. In that case, once the kedusha is chal on the mother, then Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if your intent is to include the uber in that kedusha, then the kedusha is chal on the whole thing. But if you attempt to give a kedusha only to an uber outside of its mother, maybe I can't do that. I can't specifically say the main behemoth over here, which is the mother, is not kodesh and the vlad would be kodesh. I would think perhaps in that case it wouldn't work. So kivan delete avroi, since, look, it's not out here in the world yet, maybe the Torah doesn't consider that to have access to be kodesh. And therefore, I wouldn't have said that. Therefore, tzricha. Now, the Yerushalmi's lashon on this, which is the Lishna Achrina, goes like this. Same idea, but in other type of classical Kachim language, which we're used to elsewhere. My Kamashma, what would Rabbi Yochanan be teaching us by saying this halacha? He would be telling us, l'chora, that im shiaro mishuyar, that if you intend, excuse me, so what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us when he says you've got two separate animals, you can use whichever one you want. Each one has its own kedusha. Technically speaking, you're telling us that if you want to exclude a mother or to exclude a fetus, you can do so. And therefore we treat each one as being a unique and separate kedusha, which would be predicated on the ubar lav yerech imo, which means we do not view a fetus to be just another organ in the mother's body. A fetus is its own independent entity and therefore can be treated separately, right? Those two things go hand in hand. Is that what he's coming to tell me? Then why mention it twice? Tarte lamali. If you tell me, which you did 5 minutes ago, that ubarim can take their own kedusha, and you can set aside kedusha on an uber. And I ask you, how can you set aside kedusha on an uber if an uber is just like a liver? Can you make the liver separately kodesh? So I would have had to tell you, an uber is not like a liver. An uber is an independent entity. Therefore, you can make the mother kodesh alone, or you can make the uber kodesh alone. Okay. Then what would be Rabbi Yochanan in the event that I made a chatas that way? Yes, of course, you could use either one. So then that's the same thing. Then why are you saying the same thing twice? Tarte lamali. And same question we asked in the Bavli. This is the way the Yerushalmi is asking it. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, tzricha. The Iitmar Bahav, I would have only known the second case, that when you were Magdish, a Chatas that was pregnant, that you view the animal inside it to be backup redundancy. I would say that's based on the concept of a Migo. A Migo means since something works in one aspect, it can work overall. So I would have said, since Ime Chazya Legufe, because the mother could certainly be Kodesh, so therefore Migo de Nachba Kedusha La, once the Kedusha already has a place to be Chal on the Im, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan was saying Nachba La Levlada, it now becomes a Kedusha strong enough to make the Vlad Kodesh as well. But if I just try to make the Vlad alone, Aval Idach, the other case, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would be Moda that in Kedusha Chala Ala Ubarim. And over there, lo, come Mashmalan Hada. Therefore, this case comes to tell me that even if I try to do it on its own without a mommy, it's still going to become Kodesh all on its own. Now, on the other hand, if you would have told me the case of all on its own, the Itmar Beha, I would have said, Bishum Dekom Befarish Kedusha Al Havlat. That's because you specifically said, this is how I want the fetus to be. But where your focus is on the entire pregnant animal, maybe over there the fetus would not be Kodesh, Avo Bahilo. Therefore, comes on Rabbi Yochanan to say that even though I hold over Lav Yerach Imo, but if I am Magdish, the mother, and I don't say I want to be Mishayer, the fetus, that then the fetus becomes Kodesh with the same Kedusha, but as a separate entity that the mother does, which is a very important Kiddush, which now means that I can use it as redundancy. Excellent. Okay. Now, Rav Zvid was saying over what Bar Pota said. Ein Kedusha Chala Al Ha'evari. Vika'ama Lahashmaitta. Now, Rav Yirmiyah points out to Rabbi Zera a number of places in the Mishnah where it seems impossible to avoid the connotation that Kedusha is Chal al Ha'evarim. Okay? Number one, we had the din in Bechorot. Somebody has got an animal that is about to give birth to her firstborn. Now, he figures, what, am I going to lose my rights to this Bechor? If it's a male, I'm going to have to give it to a Kohen? So what he does is, he says, before it's born, and remember, that a Bechor, by definition, will only become Kodesh bepeterecha, only when it's born. The Bechor definitely has no Kedusha on it before it's born. That the Torah says openly. When it comes to other fetuses, there you can have a question. If it's Yerech Imo, is it Kodesh as it develops? Or is it a new din in a Vlad, which is Kodesh when it's born? But when it comes to a Bechor, there's no question whatsoever. The Kedusha on a Bechor is defined as the moment of birth. So this guy's got a brilliant idea. He will make the fetus an Eila. So he says, before the Bechor is born, I want this fetus to be an Eila. So now when it comes time and the Bechor is born, Kedusha can't be Chal on an Eila. So then when it's born, it's an Eila. And he gets to bring that Eila, and the Bechor was never, the Kedusha Bechor was never Chal on it. So he doesn't have to give it away to a Kohen. And instead, he can use it for a netter that he had made that he's going to bring an Eila, which is great. So he saved himself a lot of money. Now, this is all very nice, but Lichora, it will only work if Kedusha is Chal on an Uber. Well, says Rabbi Yirmiyah Terb Zera, I mean, what are you going to do with the Mishnah? The Bar Pota is up the creek without a paddle. What do you mean, ain kedusha chalala ubarim? It says in the Mishnah, Beferish. It says like this, Ketzad ma'arimin ala bechor. How could you get around the kedusha of a bechor? Well, very simple. On the vakeret, you have an animal that's about to give birth with her firstborn. Shaita mu'beret, you say, ma'ashe b'me'ea shalzo ola. What is inside this womb? Should be an Eila. And then it's an Eila. Yolda Zachar Harezu Eila. Does this say that Kodesh Uber or not? I mean, why are we talking about this even? Bar Pota, it just makes absolutely no sense. Omalei, says Rabbi Zeir, now wait a minute over here. When it says it is an Eila, it does not necessarily mean it is an Eila. Really? Yes. Because suppose somebody would give a value of an animal to the Mizbeach and would say, I want this animal, say it was a Balmum, I want this animal to be sold for an Eila, okay? Wouldn't that be Kadosh for an Eila? Not as an Eila, for an Eila. That's what it's talking about over here. It's talking about that he said, all Bar Prada said is, you cannot create Kedushas HaGuf on a Vlad, on an Uber, rather, right? Because it's not an entity that can be tofes its own Kedushas HaGuf. You can make something Kodesh, whatever you like. I mean, you want to make the value of the liver be Kodesh, the value of the liver is Kodesh. You want to make the value of this thing Kodesh in terms of selling it and buying an Eila? That's what it means. So it's talking about Kimit Nayahi, Kedushas Damim. That, Bar Prada is made, you could certainly make Kedushas Damim. He only said that you can't make Kedushas HaGuf. So what does this have to do with it's the equivalent of being a Balmum? Maybe, right? Now, even though normally, by the way, if you would make something that is Tamim Kodesh, it would automatically become Kedushas HaMizbeach, but not here, because according to Bar Prada, it cannot be Kedushas HaMizbeach, because it's an Uber. So that here, that's not a problem, okay? So everything is clean. Yes, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, everything's clean, except for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that that Kedusha is going to be Docha, the Kedusha of the Bechor. Now, how in the world would the Kedusha of the value, there's no Kedusha goof here. So when this animal is being born, the Mishnah is saying, well, since it's an Eila, it can't be a Bechor. It isn't an Eila. It's just the money for an Eila. So then the whole Mishnah's argument breaks down. The Mishnah is trying to give me a way that I can get out of the Bechor. How can I get out of the Bechor by saying that something's money is considered to be for an Eila? Why would that prevent the Kedusha of the Bechor from being Chal as Kedusha Zaguf at the moment that it's born? Therefore, it says Rabbi Yirmiyah to Rabbi Zera, what kind of answer is that? Mi'alima Kedusha Zdomim dekamafkele mina Bechora? What, Kedushas Domim is powerful enough to prevent the Kedushas HaGuf of the Bechor from being Chal at the moment of birth? Omar Le, yes, as a matter of fact. Surprise. And I'll prove it to you. Let's not. I'll prove it to you from a Mishnah. Mishnah we had back in Bechoras. Kol HaKadoshim, famous Mishnah. Kol HaKadoshim Shekadam Mum Kavu Alegdesha. You remember all of this. If the Mum was there before you made it Kodesh, let's say it was a congenital mum, or even if it's fallen mum, you cannot make something that is a bal mum kodesh. Only if it was first tamim, and then you make it kodesh, and then it gets a mum, then you have a din, that you have to be paid it because it still has kedushas haguf, and it's osur begizav, avodah, and so on and so forth. But in the event, says the Mishnah, that the mum came before the kedusha, so then if you go ahead and you're poda it, now there's no kedusha. Okay, what's the din of this animal? Typical chulin animal. It's chayavim bibechora. And before, it wasn't chayav bibechora, but it wasn't kadosh kadosh zaguf. So, what do you see? Okay, when does it become chayavim bibechora? If you're paid it. I was never paid to this fetus. Okay, so it says over here. If you're paid it, then it's chayav and bibechora. Then it's chayav in the zroa lechayayim the keva, and so on, right? All the matnes kuhuna. Now, read, says Rabbi Zera. The Mishnah here is saying, taima de la achar sheniftu. It's only because I was paid it, then it becomes chayav in the bechora and the matanot. Avokodom sheniftu, if I had never been paid it, there's no chiyav. What do you see from there? You see what I'm telling you. Alma da'alima kedushas domim, the mafkalei mi bechora. So you see from here, kedushas domim itself is sufficient to take off the kedushas ha-bechor because it's not considered to be yours, so that even though the kedusha that's on it is not a kedushas ha-guf, kedusha is not chal on kedusha. You sell it and you use the money for an oila. Okay. Fine, all right, what can I do? I got another problem, though, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Omer Masha b'me'ezo olat. Says in the Brisa, somebody's got an animal, it's pregnant, and he says what is inside the womb of this animal is an eila. The halacha is you could continue to shear the mother. Why not? I mean, I'm just taking off the wool of the mother. That's not affecting the fetus, is it? But you cannot work the mother. Basura ba'avoda. Why? Because since the fetus is kadosh, by working the mother, you're going to inevitably affect the nutrition of the fetus. And therefore, you're going to be weakening the fetus by utilizing the energy of the work that the animal is doing in the field, which will now be going for its muscles instead of going to feed its fetus. And therefore, you don't have a right to work it because you can't work animals of Kadesh. And the fetus is Kadesh. Ha, ha, ha. The fetus is Kadesh. And you say the fetus can't be Kadesh. And you're the guy who just made it Kadesh. Omale, what's your problem? The same exact situation. Barpoda is made. You can make a fetus Kadesh. You can make a liver Kadesh too. Of Kedusha's Damim, of course. He's talking about Kedusha's Damim. When he said it's for Anayla, he didn't say it is Anayla. It's for Anayla. So its value is for Anayla. What? Says Rabbi Yemi, you're telling me that Kedusha's Damim asers Aveda? I mean, that whole deal of Giza of Aveda, that was only on Kedusha Gul. No. That's what I always thought. Amale, surprise, surprise. Go back to that Mishnah and read the rest of it, which you should have read before asking me, you know. The Mishnah said that after it's Nivdu, it's Chayav B'Bechora, Chayav B'Batonos, and, read the next word, V'yotzin L'chulin V'gazez V'le'aveit. It becomes like any other chulin animal in that you're allowed to shear it and work with it. That means before you were poted, even though it's only Kedushas Domim, because it was Kodam, Muman, Lekdeshan, and therefore, by definition, it cannot be Kedush Zaguf. You would not be able to do Gizav Aveda, my friend. That's what it says. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. So you see from there, Yotzin Lekunun Ligozis Be'avei Aved, Taima Demishom Denifta. Only because we were paid to it, therefore, you can now be Aved. Whether you hadn't been paid to it, you are not allowed to work with an animal, even though it's Kedushas Domim, or Kedem Sheniftu Asurim Ba'aveda. Alma Kedushas Damim, absolutely, Asur Davay, that's Surma Bavay. So then stop looking at me like I'm nuts. Okay, I got another problem. And here's where we get into our Mishnah. Of course, this is why we're bringing up the entire thing. Our Mishnah says, Ein me mirin, lo evarim be'ubarim, velo ubarim be'evarim. Does it say that, Mishnah Rabbi Zera? Well, ha ha ha. So is the Mishnah saying that, I mean, there's at least a reality where there is an Uber that is Kadesh, and if you try to be Mamir, that Uber doesn't work. According to you, there's no such thing. Nobody could have made that Uber Kadesh. So why does it say, Ein Mamirin Uberin? What Uberin? There are no such thing as Uberin that are Kadesh. According to you, a Migdash Kadesh, a Murid lo Mamir, all it's saying is you can't take Tmura on it. But you certainly do have a case where the fetus is Kadesh. So you see, you can give Kedushas. We're not talking about Kedushas Domim here. Don't try to give me that again. Because Kedushas Domim doesn't make it Tmura. Ha ha ha. So what are you going to do now? You got problems? What am I going to do now? Did I ever say a fetus isn't Kadesh? I said you can't make a fetus Kadesh. What happens if you have an animal that is Kadesh that has a vlad in it? Did somebody say, I mean, listen, remember, Bar Podashita is Uber Yerach Imai, right? So if Uber Yerach Imai, then if an animal is pregnant, gets pregnant, whatever, as that fetus develops, it's Kadesh. So over there, it's going to be Kadesh because the mother is Kadesh, Kadesha, that's all. Nobody argues with that. So all that Bar Poda is saying in this, I mean, Reb Zera is going a little bit of Bar Poda throughout, all he's saying is, that when the Mishnah is talking about a tumura on a vlad, it wasn't talking about a vlad where only the vlad is kadesh. It's talking about making a tumura. You're trying to make a tumura from a vlad of an animal that the mother was kadesh, and it's telling me that it doesn't work. Even though in this case the vlad does have kedusha because of its mother, it still doesn't work. So you see, from here, by the way, obviously that vlad is kachim bimei iman in kadeshim. Not at birth. And that's part of the Uber Yerachima discussion. Remember, there's a separate question. At what point does the Kedusha come to Uberim of a Kaddish animal? So here, obviously, Rabbi Zera is saying that I, a little bit of our Pada, who hold an Uber Yerachima, also hold that it develops Kedusha as it grows, and each new cell is Kedusha. Yes. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov is raising a very important issue, which is one of the big, big issues out of this sugya that has to do with all over Shas. And that is, if we're ready to say that you can be bring Kedusha to an Uber, then why, when it comes to selling an Uber, do we paskin that it's considered to be a davar shelo baliola? That's ridiculous. You can't paskin that's a davar shelo baliola from Bechira, and yet when it comes to Kedusha, paskin that it is a davar shelo baliola, and the Zayir Sugya takes for granted that it's a davar shelo baliola. This is one of those rich, rich sugyas, famous ketzosim, the sivas, and so on and so forth, which all the yeshiva bachurim love. So this, yes, that's a wonderful question, but it goes outside of our sugya. Okay. But yes, I'm glad you brought it up, and to remember that this is an important nukud. So anyway, so that's what it's talking about. Over here it says we're Bezer to Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're talking about Vlodais Kachim, not Vlodais that you made Kadesh. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, no, that doesn't work. Because look, if the Mishnah is talking about Vlodais Kachim, then why is it implying that it's only because it's in its mother's uterus? It's because it's b'me'ei imam. Therefore, it can't make a tumura, right? Okay, suppose it's born. Could it make a tumura? Yes. The only problem is that currently it's in the status of being a fetus. But once it's born, it would be fine. Ha'abroi avdin. Once it comes out, it is considered to be kodesh. Problem is, what's none? The Mishnah says later, in Havlad Osa Tumura, not only does a fetus not make a Tumura, but a birth of an animal that was Kodesh doesn't make a Tumura. Now you're stuck one way or the other. If we're talking about a Vlad, you said there's no such thing. If we're talking about an Uber, you're saying there's no such thing as a separate Uber being Kodesh, because that can't happen. It would have to be a Vlad. The problem is, if it's a Vlad, then its problem is not that it's an Uber, meaning that it's currently in utero, because even if it had been born, it wouldn't have been able to make a tumura. So how are you going to get away with this? Now you've got nothing to say. You don't have your old stock answer that we're talking about Kedushas Damim, because why are we talking about tumura on Kedushas Damim? It doesn't work for you to say that it's talking about Vlodai Kachim, because then it wouldn't be able to make a tumura even if it were born. So why are we discussing its status in utero? And it can't be talking about a fetus in utero that was separately Kodesh, because you said that's impossible. Now I think we got you. Whew, finally. All right. Says Rabbi Zera, you do, but remember that it's a machlokas. This Mishnah indeed is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says later on in that Mishnah that a Vlad can make a Tamura. So everything works out fine. Yes, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now I got you double, okay? Because it clearly cannot be fine. Because since Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, E Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Mishnah say over here that it's because Tumura, we're dealing with Tumura, Hu Delo Avde Evarim, it should say. So since we're talking about a Tumura will not make Kedusha on Evarim, right? But if I had been Magdish it specifically and I would have said, let the leg be Kodesh, then it would have been Kodesh. Or Migdash Kachim. Problem is, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he agrees with Rabbi Meir later, who says, you can make a head Kodesh, because then it's the entire body. It's a Dover Shana Shama Vuyaba. But you cannot make a foot Kodesh, because it's either the whole thing, which you could refer to by talking about a part of it that's the equivalent of a whole thing, but you certainly cannot talk about a foot being Kodesh. So, Mamonav Shach, if it's going on Libra Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Vlad can make a Tamura, then the Mishnah that talks about an Aver not being able to make a Tamura cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could the same Mishnah be going like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yehuda? Says Rabbi Zera, no. And when it's talking about an Aver, you think it's talking about a foot? If it's talking about an Aver, it's talking about a head. It's talking about a lung. So whatever it is, it's talking about something. Everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Rabbi Meir agrees to that. Everybody says if it's a davar shana shamat liyabo, or according to Shita, we'll see later, it's a davar shal selto trefa, whatever the Shita is, that's the Aver it's referring to. What makes you think it's referring to Avarim, meaning a foot? So we're talking about an Aver shana shamat liyabo, okay? Can't believe you got out of that one. All right. So I got another problem. Eismet. Magdishin Evorim Ubarim Avolome Mirim. You know what? I think maybe we'll wait for tomorrow to start. There's a lot more coming up anyway. And this way we don't have to disappoint Bruzy. And we can go back and we can do our review. And then everyone will be happy. Right? Because we've got, no question. Your question will cost us the review. That's a disaster. No. Afterwards, you can have it. Afterwards. Okay. So we're up today to Daf Yud, correct? And we got up to one fifth of the way down. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Magdish. Oops, sorry, forgot to press the review of Tmura Daf Yud, one fifth of the way down. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Magdish Mosif Chama Shomechaper Mosif Chama Shama Rava Makrovi Naha Magdish Yigalat Beto A Magdish V'lo Amitchaper. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Magdish Ose Tmura Amitchaper Ose Tmura. Omar Rava, obviously the mitchaper is the osat mura, because ima magdish osat mura im ken matzinu tzibur v'shutafim osat mura mechidami kagon deshavu shliach lagedusha. Not to mention the fact that it's a pasuk. The odom Reb Nachman Amar Ravuna Tana karbanol Hashem am Yisrael. That makes sense, but why throw in the words milvad asher tasig yado? What does a nazir have to do with esig yad? V'chi nazir nidon v'esig yad? Okay, sad. Korbanol Hashem on Israel, where he had the money himself, Shifrish Mishalom, and then Milvada Shetasig Yado, where he didn't have money, and somebody else came along, Shifrish Shalom Acherim. Now I ask you, well, what's the Chiddush Shir Lama Yilchata? Inlay Mele Inyan Kapara, Pshita the Mischaprele, Matana Kayoivle, Ela Le Inid Tumura, and therefore must be telling me this, Harkikama. Afki Shifrish Shalom Acherim, it's the Nazir who will be Oset Tumura. What do you see from there? Shma mina batar mit kaperas lina. Nah, lo inyan tmura. It's talking about lini kapora. Vidikakashalaka, isn't that obvious? Matanaka yavina lay? No, because he loved it, because the Rabbi Rachmana. Milvada shetasigya do. Hava mina gzerata katufu. Korba no. Bididei huda mechaper. Bida achirim lo mechaper. Kamash malan. My havi Allah toshma, Yom Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Yochanan, Magdish Mosif Chomesh, Mitchaper Oset Mura, Tore Mishalo Ashel Akirim, Tovata Na'a Shalom, My Taima, Omar Kro, Et Kol Basar Tvuotcha, Venatata Lalaki. Hey, look at me, Shmei, maybe lo Evarim, Bubarim, Velo Ubarim, Evarim, Velo Bubarim, the Evarim, Bishlemim, Velo Shlemim, Behem, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Meimir, and Evarim, Bishlemim, Avalo Shlemim, Behem, Om Rabbi Yossi, well, why not? Halo Bubukdashim, forget about Tmura. If you said Ragla Shosu Ola, Kula Ola, so same thing over here. That's basically what you did by making the regular Naila, the Tamura Saila. Afkishioma Ragla Shosu Tachadzo, Tehe Kula Tamura Tachtea. Itmar, Barpoda Amar, Ein Kedusha Chola Ala Ubarin, Rabbi Yochanan, Kedusha Chola Ala Ubarin. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan, the Taime, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Igdish Chatat, Uberet Vialda. You do not have a case over here of Vlat Chatas, which would be Azla Lamita. Instead, you simply have a redundant katas. Rotza ba mitchaper, rotza bivlada mitchaper. Vitzricha. Ki hashmina ba'achka maita hot amude agda shele ubre, specifically lubra gufe. But maybe if we were agda shele ime, we wouldn't say that there was supposed to be a kedusha that comes to the fetus because of the mother. Hu b'chlal ime lo kodesh. Vi hashmina bat raita, I would say, yes, that's because you were magdish the mother and everything in the mother. Aval hacha da agdishe lei, only the fetus. Maybe kiven de lete avroya won't be kodesh at all. Therefore, tzricha. Yerushalmi is lashon lishnachrina maika mashmalat. Im shiro mishuyar, because uber lav yarech imohu. Then why do I need to be told the same thing twice? Tarti lamale, tzricha. The itmar baha, in the case of the vat chatas, I would say, mishum de im echaz yuba gufe migo de nachta kedusha la. Nachtanami levlada. Avo idach, which just the blood law. Kamashman hada. On the other hand, id bar hada, I would say since he was mefarish kedusha al havla, avalahilo, therefore tzricha. Yosef rebzerah v'karmala hashmaita de barpada. Eit ve rebi amela rebi zera. Keit sad marimin ala bechora mevaker shaitan buberet omer mashibimeyasha zo ola. Yolda zakhari zo ola. Clearly alma kodesh uber. Oh, Malay, that's talking about Kedushat Damim. What? Mi'alime kedusha damim to be mafkiyale min abechora? Amalei Rabbi Zera, absolutely, it's a Mishnah. That's not kol hakadoshim shekadam mum kavua lekadeshim b'nivdu. Only b'nivdu. Chayavim b'vechora u'b'matanot. So you see, time of the la'acha shenivdu. Who the chayavim? Avokodim shenivdu peturim. Alma alima kedushas damim de mafkiyale mi bechora. Eitzman. Another question of Rabbi Yemeir to Rabbi Zera. You're allowed to be gozeis the mother. So muter begins about asura b'avoda because you're weakening the uber. I thought according to you there's no such thing. All my life we talk about kedushas damim. Mi'alime kedushas damim to asura b'avoda. All my life, absolutely. Keep reading the Mishnah I mentioned to you before. Hatnan nivdu yotzin lechulin legazeis v'leyavei. So you see, time of Mishum the Niftu, but Kaidam Shanivdo, indeed it would be Asur and Ba'avveda. Alma Kadusha Zbami Malima, that it's Asur and Ba'avveda. Okay, another question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ein Meimiri Loi Varim Bu Varim Velo Varim Be Varim. You see from here, it's only Amura Huda Lo Meimir. But if you want to be Magdash, obviously it's Kodesh, because it is Kodesh. Omar, well, of course it's Kodesh, but Vlade Kachim, it's Kodesh, the Kodesh of Akane. Wait a sec, if it's Vlade Kachim, then is the only problem b'me'iman hudala avinan. Mashma avray avinan. V'atanya, even when it's born, it can't be osa tumura. In avlad osa tumura. Amani Rabbi Yudahi, the omar avlad osa tumura. Okay, to be continued. Have a wonderful day.